Well, brethren, another year has gone by, and we find ourselves preparing for the spring holy days once again. This will be the 40th year my wife and I will be keeping the spring holy days. We attended our first service in the Worldwide Church of God in the beginning of January of 1986, while Mr. Armstrong was still alive. So we attended the spring holy days that year, but we couldn't keep the Passover until 1987, as we were baptized in January of 1987. Looking back makes one realize how fast the years sped by, which brings me to the fact that we now have 30 days until the Passover and then the days of unleavened bread. We know that leavening represents sin, and therefore not only do we try to get all of the sin out of the leavening out of our houses, but we want to focus even more on getting the sin out of our lives. We've heard about overcoming in the church, and many say we need to overcome the three S's: Satan, society, and self. Well, today I want to focus on the self, although Satan is involved in that, as he is the deceiver, and we never have lived a day without him being present in this world. So today I want to take a look at some scriptures that about self-deception and also how we can guard against it. To start with, let's take a look at Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9 and 10. If you want to turn there, Jeremiah 17, verses 9 and 10. It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Lord searches the heart. I try the reins." This means that our heart can fool us, but God truly sees us for what we are, and he will help us to overcome. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And he wants for us to overcome so that we can be in the family of God. That is the very reason he has called us now, not to get saved, as Mr. Armstrong would say so often, but so that we can be there in the very near future, helping others to come into this same family. Now let's look at Proverbs 28, verse 26. Proverbs 28, verse 26 says, "He that trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walks wisely, he shall be delivered." So trusting in our own inner judgment without God's wisdom leads to deception. That is a very good reason for us called out ones to be in contact with God every day. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, we read, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Denying our sinful nature is self-deception. So when we go to God and pray the model prayer Christ left us with, we acknowledge our sinful nature as we ask God to forgive us as we forgive others. In James chapter 1, verse 22, in the Moffat, it says, "Act on the word instead of merely listening to it and deluding yourselves." In other words, hearing God's word without action deceives us. If we live by God's word daily, it helps us to continue in the truth. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3, and we'll read verse 5 all the way through to verse 7. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths." So by acknowledging him, we humble ourselves. Humility conquers pride, which is a root of self-deception. In Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "The pride of thy heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the cleft of the rocks, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground?" This is a very vain and arrogant attitude, and God will humble the proud in due time. He has been very patient with mankind, but the day of reckoning is very near now. Not recognizing our sinful nature is self-deception. Consider the Laodicean condition God points out in Revelation 3, verse 17. "Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and know not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked," they do not see themselves as God does, and will suffer because of their self-deception. What is needed is to go to God in prayer and ask him, as in Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24, which says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in thy ways everlasting." So, brethren, when we humble ourselves before our Creator, we acknowledge that we are as nothing before him. We can trust our living Father to help us to see where we fall short, but even more so to help us to overcome our own human weaknesses and replace it with more agape, that very character of God, the very thing that glues us together as God's first fruits.